Turin News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel's former ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says those blaming Israel for the attack by Hamas are being influenced by anti-Semitism, the deeply rooted notion that the Jews are inherently guilty and therefore deserve to be poorly treated.
And even those people along the Gaza border, most of whom belong to kibbutzim, who were very left-wing and very committed to peace, they're guilty too. And so if the Jews are guilty, then Hamas is not that guilty now, is it?
And Dr. Michael Oren was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Police in Maine say the hunt for a suspected mass murderer is over after the discovery of 40-year-old Robert Card in the woods near Lisbon with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound last night. Governor Janet Mills says the 48-hour nightmare is over.
Like many people, I'm breathing a sigh of relief tonight knowing that Robert Card is no longer a threat to anyone.
Card had been wanted for the Wednesday night mass shooting in two separate sites. It left at least 18 people dead and dozens wounded. Former President Trump set to testify a week from Monday in the civil business fraud case against him. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The upcoming schedule in Trump's civil fraud trial has been released, and the former president will testify on November 6th. He'll be following testimony from his three eldest children. It was already expected that the ex-president and sons Donald Jr. and Eric would testify, but the judge ruled that daughter Ivanka also must take the stand. The suit alleges that Trump overstated his wealth for years on financial statements. He denies any wrongdoing. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Stocks tumbled on Wall Street on Friday, bringing the S&P 500 10% below the peak it reached back in July. This is SRN News. A British pro-life advocate is now facing prison time. Michael Harrington explains why.
Pastor Stephen Green did not accost anybody at the abortion clinic in Ealing outside London. He did not attempt to burn the building down or stop anybody from going in. All the clergyman did was stand too close, bearing a sign displaying words from Psalm 139. For that, he is being prosecuted under Britain's new abortion clinic buffer zone law and could wind up in jail. Religious freedom advocates say the law must be changed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A New Jersey father has filed a federal lawsuit to block a state policy that prevents schools from letting parents know that their children are living as the opposite sex. Frederick Short argues the policy violates his constitutional right to raise his children and make decisions about their mental and physical health care. Guidance issued by the New Jersey Education Department also advises schools to keep separate files with different names. This is SRN News. A London judge has overturned an arbitration award that would have required Nigeria to pay $11 billion over a failed gas project, finding that contract was obtained fraudulently to begin with.
The High Court ruling reverses the award to the British Virgin Islands-based Process and Industrial Developments Limited over the 2010 gas deal. The payment would have dealt a massive blow to Nigeria's ailing economy. The contract signed with Nigeria's government in 2010 was for the company to build a giant processing plant in the southeastern port city of Calabar. The project quickly collapsed.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. The Biden administration has designated four tracts of federal waters in the Gulf of Mexico for development of wind energy. The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management announcement came on Friday and follows the first Gulf sale of leases for wind development earlier this year. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.